From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Savior's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm delighted to be back with you for another time, and it's my privilege to have your company as we let the Bible speak. Our preacher today is the Reverend Gordon Dean, and he's turning our thoughts to Luke's Gospel chapter 19 and verse 10, a very familiar verse in the Scriptures, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." That message is coming in just a few moments after we hear some words in song. So do stay tuned and hear what the Lord has to say to your heart today.
I stood one day at Calvary where Jesus bled and died. I never knew He loved me so. For me was crucified. And as I stood there lost in sin, His love reached down to me. And all the shame that filled my soul, that day at Calvary.
I knelt one day at Calvary, my eyes were filled with tears, to think such love I had refused through all these wasted years. And as I knelt, I heard today we want to turn to Luke chapter 19 verse 10. It says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This text has sometimes been taken as the mission statement of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a declaration of what the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to do. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now there are those who enter into all sorts of speculations as to what it was that the Lord Jesus came to do when He was upon the earth. They tell us that He was simply a teacher, that He came to teach us a message of love. They tell us that He came to set up an earthly kingdom, perhaps. Some of the disciples themselves were convinced that He was going to lead the nation in the overthrow of the yoke of the Romans. There are those who say that he was just a prophet like other prophets. But there's no need for any further debate about the matter. The text says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And in those words you can see shining forth the mercy of God, that he has come to save and to seek. And in the verse we get right to the very heart of the matter of Christ's mission. And I want to take a few minutes today to see what it has to say to your soul. Notice first of all God's verdict on man. The verse speaks of him as lost. The Bible makes it clear that we are all lost. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The fall drove man out of the presence of God because of his sin. And now every one of us is lost and undone and in need of the salvation of God. You know that in Luke chapter 15, the Lord told three parables about things that were lost in order to teach us about ourselves and our lost condition. Take first of all the example of the lost coin. What can we say about the way it was lost? Well, we have to say it was insensibly lost. A coin doesn't know it is lost. It had fallen out of the proper place and was down there among the straw that they had down for flooring. But it was insensible that it was lost. That's the trouble with the vast majority of people today. They're lost, but they don't know it. There was a man one time who was sitting in an inquiry meeting in the Free Church in Saltcoats in Scotland. Someone said to him, "Are you saved?" He said, "No, I'm not." And then the man said to him, "Are you lost?" He said, "No, I'm not." And the man sitting behind was listening to what he said, and he leaned across and he said, "Where is a man when he doesn't know where he is?" And he said, "You're either saved or you're lost. Where are you?" It was then that dawned on the man that he was lost. He'd never thought about it before. It never bothered him too much. But how many there are who, like him, they are insensibly lost. They're lost and they don't know it. But then there are those that are miserably lost, like the lost sheep. The lost sheep was in an awful position. A sheep that is lost is away from the companionship of the flock. It's in danger of falling over some precipice. And when the rest of the flock had been safely enclosed in the fold, there it was, out there, miserable. Arthur Schopenhauer was one of Germany's greatest philosophers. He'd spent years wrestling with the problems of the universe and man's existence. And when he had done it all, he came to the realization of his own lostness. It is said that he dressed like a tramp, and one day he wandered into the Tiergarten in Frankfurt and slouched down on a bench. The park keeper saw him and went over, and he said, "Who are you?" And slowly the philosopher raised his head and spoke sadly. He said, "I wish I knew." You see, God made man for a purpose. The Shorter Catechism tells us that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But man is, in his sin, has lost his purpose. Maybe you're miserably lost. And then thirdly, I want you to think of the lost son. The prodigal son was willfully lost. You remember the parable of the prodigal son? You think of how he took his inheritance and went down into the far country and wasted his substance and riotous living. He did that willfully. He despised his father and turned his back on his father's provision and went away to have a good time. He was willfully lost. There are quite a few people, and we have to say that they are willfully lost. You know what you are doing? In Luke 15 verse 14 it says of the prodigal son, "And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land." That famine can be taken to speak of the times of adversity. You may find a time when, like this boy, your finances fail. You may find a time when your health fails, when you have family difficulties, when your companions and the entertainments of the world are gone. Are you willfully lost? Such a thing can only end in disaster. Look at God's verdict on man. He's lost. But then notice God's value on man, because God valued man. If you lose something small like a comb or a penny, I doubt if you would spend a whole day looking for it. It would not be worth it. But the text tells us the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, came from heaven's glory to seek and to save that which was lost. He placed a value on man. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Luke 15, when the Lord Jesus wanted pictures to illustrate the lost condition of men, he took things that were of great value. The coin was probably a part of a woman's wedding headband. The lost sheep was part of the shepherd's business. The lost son was part of the father's family. There was value. And the Bible speaks of the value of a soul. The soul is worth more than the world can pay. The Bible asks the question, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The answer to that question is nothing. What is the world compared to your soul? You see, the point of the story of the prodigal son is that it was a shame for him to live in the pigsty. He should have been in his father's house. If you believe that man belongs in the pigsty, it doesn't matter if he lives in the pigsty of sin. But if he could be in his father's house, then it's a shame for him to be there. And if you may believe that man is just like the animals, then he can live just like the animals. But man's not like the animals. We can see that because unlike the animals, we feel shame for sin. We know when we're not doing what we should. And Jesus was saying that this man was worth more than living in the pigsty. I wonder, do you feel that about yourself? Do you feel that you could do a lot better than the pigsty of sin that you're living in? Do you not admit that the old habits and lusts of sin are holding you down? You need to be what God wants you to be. You need to be set free from the old shackles and bonds of sin. God's verdict on man, we see. God's value on man. But then notice God's visitation of man. It says the Son of Man is come. And it says why he's come, to seek and to save. It is a seeking visitation. He's come to seek the lost ones. Thank God he seeks, because we would never seek him. You know, there are those that say, well, I'm on a search for God. Well, you never find God. It's not God that has hidden himself, it's you that has hidden yourself. God is doing the searching, and we can think how personally he has searched for people. When he was down on earth, he searched. He searched for the lost woman in Samaria. And Jesus said he must needs go through Samaria. The lost man in Jericho, the blind man. And it says that he must abide in that man's house. He sought men personally. He's still seeking lost souls. But not only is it a seeking visitation, but it's a saving visitation. Not only has the Lord come to seek, but he's come to save. And thank God the Lord has done the work of saving, because there he has made one complete, never to be repeated sacrifice for the sins of his people. My dear friends, you and I are lost in the sense of having broken the laws of God. But Jesus came and took the sins of men upon himself. And there is a substitute. He bore our wrath. He breaks the power of cancel sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. He can save you now. He has nothing more he needs to do to save you. He can save your soul if you trust in him. Salvation is complete. Repent today. Turn to him for salvation, because he's come to seek and save that which is lost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.